Hi everyone, and welcome back to Jola Speaks. In all things, we always give thanks. It's something that I've been learning quite constantly, that whatever struggles, whatever tools, whatever highs, whatever lows, we always remember to give thanks. And today we're going to speak about, does our help reference God? ? And today we're going to focus on Uzzah. Uzzah, the son of Abinadab. Abinadab housed the ark of God. Holy Spirit, thank you for your word today. Thank you for ministering to me as I speak. Help me to deliver this message as you put in my heart. All of you, less of me, that you may increase and I may decrease. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Open the hearts and minds of those listening today to hear you as you speak to them. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. My Bible almost fell down. Anyway, thank you so much for listening today. Today we're going to ask that, does the help you're offering, does it reference God? It's a question mark. So I read from 2 Samuel 6 verses 1 to 8. And we'll discuss in our usual fashion afterwards. By the way, I have a big Bible. I love this Bible so much. It is one that I have used for a long time. But I had an older version, a King James version. And my husband bought me this one, and I've used this one since. And for that one has probably been torn several times. It's probably, you know, overused. But yeah. Let me read quickly. So 2 Samuel 6, 1 to 8. David again brought together all the able men in Israel. 30,000. He and all his men went to Baalah in Judah to bring up the from there the ark of God, which is called the name of the Lord Almighty, who is enthroned between the cherubim on the ark. They set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it from the house of Abinadab, which was on a hill. Uzzah and Ahio, sons of Abinadab, were guiding the new ark cart, with the ark of God on it. And Ahio, who was walking in front of it, David and all Israel were celebrating with all their might before the Lord, with castanets, harps, lyres, timbrels, sistrums, and cymbals. When they came to the threshing floor of Nacon, Uzzah reached out and took hold of the ark of God because the oxen stumbled. The Lord's anger burned against Uzzah because of his irreverent act. Therefore, God struck him down and he died there beside the ark of God. Then David was angry because the Lord's wrath had broken out against Uzzah. And to this day, that place is called Perez Uzzah. Perez Uzzah. So, just also, before I start to say that, it's also to mention 2 points. One point is that Uzzah, you know, had seen the ark of God several times, because the ark of God was living in his house. It says in verses 3, it says that they set the ark of God on a new cart and brought it from the house of Abinadab, which was on the hill. So it made sense that Uzzah was standing next to the ark of God because it was in their house, and his brother was in front. So they were very close proximity. Because I want to really paint this story to understand, because there were 30,000 men of Israel following that ark, dancing and, you know, blowing the harp. There were cymbals and etc. there. And there were also priests as well, because based on the laws, was only the priests that were meant to touch the ark. Is very clear. It was evidently clear in what God had told them. Only the priests are meant to touch the ark. Uzzah, right, knew this because the ark was in their house. And Uzzah was not a priest, so he should not have been touching the ark at all. And he knew, he would have definitely known the law, because not only would he have been told the law, because the ark of God was in their house, he probably had been told several times not to touch that ark because he was not a priest. And so I find it hard to say he forgot. Yes, he was offering help, but I find it hard to say he forgot. Now, the oxen stumbles along the way. And in order for the ark of God not to fall down, he quickly goes and grab the ark. I say, I don't want to fall down. Let me grab the ark. and literally God's wrath burned against him and he fell and died. I always thank God and thank for this era of mercy, because the things where God was striking them in the Old Testament, oh, more. we did on daily basis. But thank God for mercy. Thank God for mercy. And so I write here that in the midst of Uzzah's help trying to grab the ark, there was lack of reverence for God. Now, to people around and to David, because he was angry that Uzzah died because he touched the ark. But to everybody around, people think, oh, they're not helping them now, so the ark doesn't fall down. But in the midst of midst of the helping, there was irreverence for God. There were soldiers there, there were priests there, etc. But the one person and the family that would have known the ark and known the rules and regulation for the ark would have been Uzzah's family. Because the ark of God was in their house. And so because the ark of God you cannot tell me that Uzzah did not know that he can't touch it because he's not a priest. And this time, God was like, not only do you know the law, my ark was in your house, right? Have we now become so, what's the word? Not friendly, but so in tune that you think you can touch my ark without reverencing me. Meanwhile, I'll give you the rules and laws not to touch my ark, only priests to touch it. And so God's anger brought God's wrath, burned, and then he died. And this brings me to discuss the topic in our own lives. Is our help referencing God? When we provide help to people, are we referencing God in that help? There are many ways we can help people and say we help people to do things that are not supposed to be done. You help someone forge one receipt here and there. You help someone, lie. You help you cover someone's lies. You pretend to be something else. Those things may seem not a big deal. Or you add, some sort of percentage where you shouldn't add. There's so many things that happen in our day-to-day life that if we look at it, right, from the eyes of the world, we think, oh, we're just being helpful. We're helping somebody. But the question is that, If you look at it from the Bible, from the eyes of what God will see, can we really say we are helping them? Can we really say we are reverencing God? We need to always think about it, because every day we get this request from different people. And perhaps it was not a big deal to you before. Perhaps we're like, oh, what's there? It's not a big deal. Just we all do it. The fact that everybody does it does not mean it's right. Because we are living for an audience of one, the question is my help reverencing God? Am I really doing what I should help? Right? Am I really doing what God has asked me to do in these different instances and situations? Because many times, what we ought to do would have probably not to help. Literally, that ark of God, he shouldn't have touched it. So even when it fell to the floor. Because in that case, he was referencing God not to touch the ark because he was not a priest. And the God that was the God of the ark, right? So the God of Israel would have, guided it in a way that his name would be glorified. How are we helping? Is there help referencing God? We have different examples of this every single day. We know. We can tell that, this thing I'm doing, is it reverencing God or not? I don't know. We know. When you look at the Bible, it can be very clear. Then there are things that are gray. And this is where we need Holy Spirit to ask, to help us, answer. What am I doing? Is it reverencing God? I'm helping somebody, but is my help reverencing God in that instance? Yes, I'm showing love, but is that love I'm showing, is it reverencing God? As we live for an audience of one, as we live submitted to his will for us, are we reverencing God? In fact, as I'm speaking now, God's reminding me of a particular thing that that someone asked me to do. The Irish realized that actually I can't do it because it's not reverencing God. It's not. And so I will say to you today, whatever you are doing, whatever help people are asking you for, just remember that. Ask yourself, and the Holy Spirit will make it very evident to you. What I'm doing, is it referencing God? Is this the help I ought to provide, you know, in this instance? Am I referencing God through my help? Are people being blessed through my help? Are people, you know, getting close to God through the help I'm providing? What exactly is my help? Is it referencing me or God? You know, is there some of pride that I've helped someone do this thing, you know, in me, right? Is God taking the glory or is it me? All those questions are very important to answer before offering help, especially when we're not sure. God help us. God help us. I pray that God will give you the strength and I the strength to say no to the help that's not referencing God. And yes to the help that's referencing God, no matter what, you know, the word yardsticks are for such help. But thank you for listening to me today. God bless you and you and you and you. Bye. And I love you.